Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike Martz is a former NFL coach. You remember him from The Greatest Show on Turf, and now he's got a brand new podcast that launches next week. It's called Run It Again. It's Mike Martz. It's former NFL star player and broadcaster Ron Pitts. It's available on runitagain.com and where you get your podcasts. He joins us now. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Very good. What are you guys up to?
Just hanging in there, doing the best we can.
Coach. Waiting on this draft to start. How about you?
Same thing. Just kind of we're fixing up a remodel on the house out here, but that's never fun, but it's just about done.
Good for you. Good for you. So before we get into the podcast and the draft, I got to ask you about a Memphis guy in Ike Bruce, who we know very well here in the city of Memphis, and we have really been pulling for him and rooting for him to get that Hall of Fame nod. And though it came in a very weird year, and I don't know what the induction is going to quite look like, he is in. How proud for you, how proud of him were you, when he got that nomination, when he got that call?
Well, it's well-deserved and probably overdue. The biggest point, though, is that he's in, that he did get the nod. And, now that I can take a big sigh of relief, because it was making me nervous why he was looked over so many times. I just wanted to make sure that he got in, because, as we all know, he so deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And he's meant so much to us. He's one of our family. He's like a son and a good friend to me. So, I spent so many years with Isaac, 12 years with him off and on. And, he's just so much more than just a football player or a great player. He's as great a man as he is a player.
Mike, it seems like the wide receivers go the other way too, right? It's just in terms of coaching him, he was never the guy that raised his hand, said me, like most of the many great wide receivers are. They're just divas. He seemed to be the opposite of that. Was it always like that in the meetings? Did you ever see like a chink in the armor where maybe it's about himself at one point?
No, it's never been about himself. I always used to tease that the President of the United States pulled up in front of the facility. Everybody come out to meet the president, say hi, and get their picture taken. He go right to the other side of the car and start talking to the guy that drove the president there. That's just kind of who he is. He my kids were little at the time, and I think he spent more time with my kids before practice than I did. Playing catch with them, and he's just so genuine, and he is very quiet. He doesn't want attention, and never promoted himself. But what he did, he played the game the way it was supposed to be played. He's very unselfish in his blocking. He took great pride in that, and just the details of how he played the game. And the ultimate competitor. I could go on. I got a thousand stories about him, but he is the real deal.
We are, of course, talking to Mike Martz, former coach of the St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf. He now obviously has a new podcast that launches next week, Run It Again. Okay, so on to the NFL draft here quickly, Coach. Is there a quarterback that you feel better about than others? Is it Tua? Joe Burrow, is he a sure thing? When you look at the quarterback class, what do you think?
Well, I do like Joe Burrow a lot. I think that he's a guy that is far enough along in his game where I think the transition will be relatively easy for him. I just like his control with football, his ability to see things and react quickly. I do think Tua Tagovailoa is just an extreme talent. Like I said many times in the past, anybody that's been injured like that over the last 2 years, there's some risk involved there because he's not a very big guy. And, I really think the guy that's got a whole lot ahead of him is Justin Herbert from Oregon. I just think that you know, here's a terrific talent. They don't do much with him mentally or challenge him, just their system. But I really think that this guy's got a lot in front of him, so growth-wise. But I do like Burrow's probably the best.
How much attention did you pay to Wonderlic scores when it came to QBs and when you were scouting them and watching them?
Yeah. A lot.
So you does know, the 19 for Tua concern you?
It does, but that's, you know, your interview session, just the retention of it. It's not so much book knowledge or just the ability to retain and take it to the field is ultimately what you're concerned about. So you have to go into those meetings with some tests to ask him some questions, give him something, and have him repeat it to you. It's those kinds of things so that he's not going to – he'll be a quick study of things. And if he's not, then he's going to have some problems.
Yeah. We are, of course, talking to Mike Martz. He is the former coach of The Greatest Show on Turf, has a new podcast, Run It Again. That's going to launch next week on iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. It's a deep receiver group. I don't know if there's an Ike Bruce or a Torrey Holt in there. But who do you like, you know, from this class? And, you know, who do you think can go on to have a good career?
Well, there's a lot of them that I really do like. I like Jerry Jeudy at Alabama. Both Alabama receivers, Ruggs and Jeudy, are very good players. Probably the overall guy would be somebody like Justin Jefferson from LSU. But there's probably six guys that you would say are first-rounders, maybe as many as eight guys that you could draft and become your number one or at worst your number two receivers. That just doesn't happen in the draft. So these guys are big play guys that make they're big guys. Most of them are really put together, that a lot of run after the catch, which is why I like Ruggs, Henry Ruggs. But there's enough talent in there that I think it meets everybody's needs. It's kind of like ice cream, you know, what's your flavor that you like? You know, there's speed and ability after the catch is a big deal for me. So, but there's some really big guys that can run and some smaller, quicker guys. I think it's a very deep draft at the wide receiver position.
Mike, how much faith you got, Coach, in the moves that Bill O'Brien is making as general manager? I mean, that's a situation you don't always see where guys general manager power and head coaching power. Everybody can't be Belichick. And, you know, he has been criticized for these moves, particularly that DeAndre Hopkins trade, to the point that I think even 3 days ago he's out and still answering some of that criticism, I guess, you know, maybe feeling like he has to. What do you think about Bill O'Brien's situation, some of the moves he's made?
Well, you're putting your career on the line there at that organization when you do something like that. And, you know, only he knows all the intimate details there, but there was a disconnect there somehow.
Yeah.
And maybe he felt like there was going to be an issue between he and the player where it's going to disrupt the rest of the football team and get into the locker room, which you absolutely don't want. And maybe he's asserting his power, which is not something I would feel good about, but I can only guess, which is not very good. It's not an accurate thing to do. I hesitate doing it, but there's probably a lot more to this than any of us really know.
Mm-hmm. Did you? I mean, I'm sure that's something if they had heaped on you and said, "Hey, Mike, hey, Coach, do you want this?" Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. But is that checks and balances type thing? You know, when it's separate, is that something you know you feel like is usually the example you need to go by?
I'm not sure I follow your question.
Well, just in the sense that when you've got a coach that can be both general manager and coach, how often does that situation work out? I mean, or is it a deal where you need a front office? I know you used to run into your front, you know, get into it with your front office quite a bit. Do you need that?
Actually, I was a general manager. I had all the power of the general manager. They asked me if I wanted the title, and I said no. I didn't want anybody to know that, and so they gave the title to Charlie Armin, gave him, which helped him get more money, which I was all for that. I think that's great. You just, as a head coach, you want to write a veto on personnel. I didn't want to go in there and set the draft board up and run that. I never want to do any of that. But what I want to do is if somebody's trying to tell me, hey, this is a great player, he's going to be a good fit for you, and I don't think he is, and I don't think he's a fit, you have to be able to say no. Now, it's not going to happen very often, but you just have got to be able to protect yourself and your roster and not end up trying to play with somebody that you absolutely don't think is a good fit for you.
That makes all the sense in the world.
Hey, Coach, we appreciate the time. As always, we'll be listening again, Running Again podcast available a week from now, wherever you get your podcast. Thanks so much, Coach. Have a good one.
Well, thanks, guys, for having me. Ron Pitts and I are looking forward to the new podcast. There's a lot of good thoughts there that I think everybody will enjoy.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
He is Mike Martz, former coach of the St. Louis Rams. Appreciate his time as always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.